Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
Father, thank you so much for this morning, this afternoon. Thank you for your word you have for us. Speak to our hearts like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, please. Joshua chapter 23. I'm preaching about if you love the Lord. It is in the Macarius 51 to 100. Okay, so you need a book. You need a book. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Ronaldo, it's good to see you. Your hair has grown. Beautiful. You should get a book, okay? Tell your neighbor you should get a Macarius. It is here for you. It's not for display. It's not for decoration. It is for you. If you can buy boots of 30,000, then you should be able to buy a set of books for more than that. Are you with me? Great. So I want to start from Joshua chapter 23. All right. So remember, we are in a season where we're doing busing. And I need a lot of people to join that movement. All you have to do is just, you know, get yourself ready and bring a bus full of people on Sundays. Now, next week is our Souling Sunday, isn't it? 24th March is our Souling Sunday. John 3:16. Yeah. And so, I want to encourage you, those, if you bring a bus, I told the people, Ivo, it's time for you to bring a bus. Everybody's saying, it's true. Yeah, you used to be a branch pastor. Good Fortune Church, she pastored. Yeah. Bible says you should watch from where thou hast fallen. Yeah, son. So it'd be good to bring a bus. What do you think? Yeah, you have all the three musketeers inside, yourself and your husband. It's a full bus. Thank you. Yeah, so Ivo, Gordon must get back up. Do you understand? I need people to bring buses. So next week, if you don't bring a bus, you should try and bring a bus. If you bring a bus, you should bring two buses. If you bring two buses, you should bring three buses. Now, if you don't bring a bus in our church, you are an orangu. I said so. Tell your neighbor, if you don't bring a bus in this church now, you are an orangutan. Yeah. That's what Bishop says. And so it's a busing church now. So everybody try. Even if you and somebody can join. Temika Asana, I think you can bring a bus. Instead of the private car, you come inside. The VIP ride you get. You can bring a bus. Yeah. Everybody can bring a bus if you put your mind to it. Do you understand? And so that is what is happening in our church now. Bring a bus. Ronaldo, I think you can bring a bus. You get your friends in a bus and bring them to church. I think it can work. Hallelujah. And so, make sure that you are in that move and in that flow. In Joshua chapter 23, I'm preaching about if you love the Lord. Many people don't know what love is. There are a lot of things that many people don't understand. Oh, yeah. Many people come to church for a long time and there are so many things they don't understand. It's true. That's why when I was preaching, was it last Sunday or the Sunday before, I said that for many people, you can pray for them, you can put oil on them, they'll fall down, they'll vomit and do everything, they get back up and they are rude again. Last week. And you should check yourself if you are not in that category. After all the years of church, all the prayers, are you still the same? It's very important to ask yourself that question, because when you come to church, you're supposed to change. You're supposed to get better. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so you realize that many of us come to church, but we do not, the church doesn't get into us. Yeah. That's why right in the church, somebody will tell somebody, I like you. I want to have sex with you. Right in the church. Because you see, this is not a disco. This is a place where people who believe in God, who love God, who wants to go to heaven, who are afraid of God, this is where they come to. This is not a place where you come and you do stupidness. Are you with me? Hey, we don't do rudeness here. We don't disrespect. We don't just talk to people anyhow. We don't turn we face. We don't misbehave. Those things are not welcome in the house of the Lord. I mean, if you come in like that, you have to change as time goes on. But we will not accept that as a standard practice in the church. Are you with me? Otherwise, the place will be confused. I mean, confusion all over the place. And so I'm talking about, and I'm teaching and I'm preaching about, if you love the Lord, do you get it? And if you love the Lord, there are some things that you do that will prove that you love the Lord. If you love a woman, there are things you do. If you love a man, there are things you will do to prove that you love a woman or you love a man. And please understand me that you don't come here to love a woman. So if you don't know the difference between church and then the disco or the club, your mind is so club-minded that you don't know when you come to church that you've come to a different place. This is church. This is the assembly of the called out ones. This is the ecclesia. The Greek word for church assembly is ecclesia. People whose sins have been washed away, who are following a king and a master and doing everything he tells them to do. Those are the people who gather here. So if you wear a different dress and come inside, you are a snake or a demon in a what? You have camouflaged yourself to come and spoil the environment. Yes. And even if you get to a point where you want to marry somebody in the church, there's a procedure. If you go to London, there's a procedure to do things there. Do you get it? So your mind has to work. Don't bring the gutter-mindedness into the church. You have to think Bible when you come here. So anything you want to do, you have to ask yourself, is this in the Bible? Hallelujah. Amen. And so, if you love the Lord, there are things you do. And that's why I'm not actually here to tell you even anything about anything else, but to love the Lord. Because that's what it is. That's the main thing. You get it? And so we've started learning and we're saying that the first time, 3 weeks ago, I said, if you love the Lord, it is the most important thing you have chosen to do, isn't it? To love the Lord is very important. It's more important than loving anybody else. Then number two, last week, was if you love the Lord, you will obey Him. Because if you love the Lord, if you love somebody, you obey Him. If you don't obey somebody, before we go, John chapter 14. Verse 14. John chapter 14, verse 14. You'll be surprised the things that are written in the Bible. You'll be surprised. I know that young lady sitting there. Joy. Hey. I know her. John chapter 14, verse 14. Yes. The Bible says, if you love me, you will keep my instructions and my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. So when you don't obey somebody, what does it mean? You don't love the person. Oh? Be king. Oh, what I'm saying, is it not true? If you don't obey somebody, so if you bring into marriage, you'll be surprised that there are so many things that Richard says that you don't listen to him. But you say you love him. No. You don't. It's not love. It's not love. You can't tell me you respect me, you love me, and then when I tell you something, you refuse. No, you see, you don't know love. That is why you behave like that. And that's why I'm teaching. If you love the Lord, there are things you do. Number one, it is the important thing to do if you love the Lord. Number two, if you love the Lord, you obey. Number three, Joshua chapter 23. I want to start from there. I'm preaching for a few minutes. Yeah. You see, that there's those of you bus people and those who are in charge. People need to speak in tongues. Oh. To make people into Christians, it's a long road. Oh. You got to be. Yeah, you see prayer and you see that people are not in the boy, the bonata. People need to be. Put inside the Christianity. And it came to pass a long time after that, the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, the whole country, and for their elders and for their heads and for their judges, and for their officers. What does it tell you? Israel was organized. There were pastors, there were workers, there were helpers, there were ushers, there were groupings, people who had responsibility over other people. And if you have elder, you have a head, you have a judge, why are you going to be disrespectful to a judge? Yeah, and on top of that is Joshua, the one who lies on top of this whole arrangement, hierarchy, is Joshua, the man of God. He was old. He realized that I have to let these people know something important. He said, I am old and stricken in age. And you have seen all that the Lord your God has done unto all these nations because of you. All these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that has fought for you. Do you believe that? It is God who has fought for you to be where you are today. Yeah. Naila, are you there? Yeah, it is the Lord your God who has fought for you. You see, any battle or any challenge you have been able to overcome up to today, it is God who has fought that battle for you. And we have fought battles. And somebody told me that, you know, they are going on vacation because of their mental health. They've been fighting, it has affected their mental faculties. It is God who fights your battle for you. Joshua was making Israel aware. Just in case you are sitting down here and you think that you have achieved something because you were smart or because of your strength, because of your energy, just in case you are sitting down here thinking like that, God is telling us, Joshua is saying that God is the one who has fought your battles for you. You wouldn't have been here today. I said, you wouldn't have been here today. He's the one who has fought your battles for you. The old man. Old man. Excuse me. I was listening to Benny Hinn, and he was saying something. He said when he was going to marry his wife, Suzanne, his father-in-law to be told him that if he is not a giver, he will not allow him to marry his daughter. You get some women cheap. Yeah. Ex-child mother. You have an ex-child mother. Who is that? That's what is. That was the lady's father told him, that he will not allow him to marry his daughter if he is not a giver. Yeah. That's only poor man to come and marry his daughter. Because it's like, if you don't give to the Lord, you looking thin. If you don't give, you are not somebody who gives, you looking real thin. And when an old man speaks to you, you have to listen. I can preach about Alexis again today if I want to. Yeah. I hope what I'm saying, Nayela understands what I'm saying. I hope Ote understands what I'm saying. And I hope Ayodele understands what I'm saying. And not because she's related to you, she's a saint, and I am the bad one. But that your head is working and you understand it. That there's a man of God in our lives and we should all respect him. I hope you understand it. You see, because many people, they don't care about the case as long as the person involved is related to them. They don't care whether he's wrong or right. They close their mind to reality and to the truth. And it's like, oh, it's my twin sister. So I gotta represent she. But your twin sister is wrong. This principle. And when you're able to point out to somebody that is wrong, that you are the person who loves the person. So there's an old man. What does the Bible say? He said, when he was old. Isn't it? He says, I am old. And Joshua called for all Israel. And the last one, he said, I am old and stricken in age. Now, if an old person like that is calls you and talks to you, Charlie, you don't want to say no. Then you go to the next verse and say, you have seen all that the Lord your God has done unto all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that fought for you. Sean, it's God who's fighting for you. It's not your mother. It's God. And he wants the people to, you see, he's trying to tell them something, but he's starting from a point so that what he would tell them wouldn't seem burdensome or laborious. So he goes to the next verse. And he says what? Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westwards. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you and drive them from out of your sight, and you shall possess their land as the Lord your God has promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you turn not aside therefore therefrom to the right hand or to the left. Isn't it interesting that as he's warning or cautioning them, he's telling them to hold dear the Bible, not hold dear to their job or to their degree or to their marriages or to their properties, but they should hold dear to the Bible. The Bible is something else, you know. For those who don't think the Bible is anything, the Bible is everything. Someone who is old and is about to die is telling the people he's leaving behind that you should make sure that the law, the book that Moses gave you, the Bible, that you should really pay attention to it. The next verse, verse 7. It says, that you come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. But cleave unto the Lord your God as you have done unto this day. Old man's advice. Then he goes on. But for the Lord
For the Lord had divided out, had driven out from before you great nations and strong. Do you know what God has removed from your life, from your path? Yeah. Suicides, murders, killing. Some of you would have died. You would have died. Yeah, you would have died.
Are you relaxed or you're tense? You should relax. Oh, I'm preaching about you anyway, but you should be relaxed so you can receive the preaching properly.
He said, but as for you, no man has been able to stand before you unto this day. 10. One man of you shall chase 1,000.
I said, one man of you shall chase 1,000.
Yeah. The things that I've tried to remove you. The things that I've tried to remove you. I said, the things that I've tried to remove you. See, I remember. There's a gentleman who was sitting by the Macarius house. One day he just got off, take the plastic, he shy it, and he walked out of the place. I said, oh, that's a demon going out of there. The things that God has removed from you. Sometimes we just see it as a normal thing, or maybe a relationship didn't work, or a job didn't work. Or no. It is God who has removed the thing from you.
It is the Lord.
One man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fights for you as he has promised you. Verse 11. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves. Jamela. That you love the Lord your God. Watch yourself. Pay attention. Be careful that your heart is given to God and not to anything.
And Java.
Be careful. It is he's warning the people because it is possible and it is likely and it's not difficult for your heart to go into something else than for the Lord. Say, pay heed. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves that you love the Lord your God. It's not wrong to love God. It's not a foolish thing to love God. It is the best thing to love God. Yeah. And if you love God, you obey him. If you love God, it's a very important thing you are doing.
Now, if you love the Lord, you will love the brethren. Number 3.
If you love the Lord, you will love the people in the church. If you love the Lord, you will love Christians. You travel anywhere or you're going somewhere, you meet someone, they say they are Christians. You say, wow, I'm also a Christian. Wow, so what church do you go to? So I go to Good Shepherd. So wow, I also go to a Bad Shepherd church. I mean, it's all a church. You're more excited when you meet somebody who is in the same thing like you. You go somewhere for the first few days, you meet somebody, he says he's from Guyana. I say, Guyanese, wow. I'm always excited. I always engage people when I travel and I realize or I find out that they are Guyanese. And that happens a lot at JFK Airport or Miami Airport. You hear somebody and then you see that the O sounds like A. The God is God. He's
must be my countrywoman or my countryman.
Oh, then I said, are you Guyanese? He said, yeah. I said, wow, where are you from? So, from Babies, from Quarantine, from Esikobo. I have engaged them, and I felt so. When last you came home, David? When last you came home? Came home this morning? Okay.
You're off last night. You need some more rest.
Well, as you came home, so oh, it's been a couple years. Well, I said, oh, why? So, no, but now nobody. All my relatives are here in America, so you know, there's not really anything to come. Oh, I engage them all the time when I meet them. So, oh, I mean, if I meet a Ghanaian also, we are Ghanaian. Wow. I was in Barbados and I met this prophet. Came to the meeting with his wife, a young prophet, a beard like that. You know, if you're a prophet, you don't have beard. People don't respect you. Came to the meeting. He was so excited. I mean, for meeting a lighthouse bishop, you know, and all of, he was so excited. And he still calls me up to today. He came and said he's going to come to Guyana. We must. So where are you from? This, that, that, that. Ah, then you connect. Are you with me? And so, if you love the Lord, you will love the brothers in the church. You will love the sisters in the church. Not last after them. After church, you are shopping. That one. No. If you love the Lord, you love. You see, and for many of us, I remember after Abigail, I invited Abigail to be my secretary. You get it? My first secretary is Lipas Abigail. Invited her. Then there's another lady who I saw, and I realized that she was a mover. So I said to her, you know, come and do this, do that, do that, do this, do that. Then she came and she was working. She was moving around. Then about 3-4 months later, he said, Reverend, can I tell you something? I said, yes, go ahead. She said, you know what? When you started getting me close to you, I thought you'd like me, you know. Yeah. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. I said, oh, that's unfortunate. I like you, but I don't like you like how you think I like you. Because maybe for somebody like that, and for many of you, it's like that. A man to come close. And that's why I said that you don't have a man in your life like me. Yeah. For many women, when a nice guy comes around them, it's sex. It's going out, it's drinking, it's fooling, it's this. If a guy to come around you, the guy loves you, appreciates you, calls you, talks to you, meeting. You can't understand it. Are you smiling? I don't know why you are smiling. You agree with me or don't agree? Right here in the church, people have come. Yeah, the Holy Ghost is moving. Some of them, they don't understand anything that's going on. So the best thing to do is just. So it tells you how far you have come. And you are following the preaching and you are commenting and you are encouraged. You are changed, man. Yeah. It's true. If Brother Shewing doesn't love the brethren, all the blue and white people, you go. Yeah, it's true. Uncle Gods. Yeah. If you love the Lord, you will love the brethren. And so I fight people who do that. Oh, if you don't know me, I'm telling you who I am. In case you didn't know, I fight people who come here and try to change the way a male and a female relationship is supposed to change it somehow. There are people with experiences who are sitting down here. It doesn't last. You can easily become enemies after that. Because that is not the purpose for which we are here. So if you're a young girl, Nahela,
you have my envelope? Your envelope? You empty the piggy bank into it? Something like that. Huh? But you have the envelope. It has something inside. Man, you're a powerful man of God. Yeah.
No. Sarah, how old are you?
When did you get to 14? You were 12 the other day.
Last year, October.
You became 14 last year, October?
Yes, please.
You're 14 years old.
Yes, please.
Come, follow me. Come. I'm preaching. One. Okay. Two. Three. Four. Come, start right.
That's 14 years old. Man!
She looks like 23. And Java. Not that she looks old. I mean, like, she feels old. No. But she's carrying the grace and anointing of a 24-year-old. www.thebigmama.com. Okay. So, when you see Sarah around, she's only 14 years old. If you touch her, we'll arrest you and put you behind locker. She's just 14 years old. Yeah.
She's just a little girl in a matured body.
I tell her all the time. I said, the brains that you have for the size you have, that brain is very small. So when people say, hi, don't think they are like you and they are nice. They are trying to relate with the old body you are carrying by getting to your small brain you have in your head. Because her brain is 14 years old, but her body is 10 years older. So if you don't love the Lord, you will not love her genuinely. It's like, girl, I could have your number. Send me some pictures, man. Send me some pictures.
They say, oh, really? Picture like what?
Then you send a person a picture, you're in the gift land mall. You got a, he said, nah, girl. Venicia, you understand what I'm talking about? They said, no, I want to see the goods. Taman. I want to see the goods. Then your mind, I mean, 14-year-old mind is also very accelerated. It's not like how I think. There's a goods. From Stabroek Market or Border Market? Is it the goods at the top shelf and the bottom shelf? Yeah. You have to love her genuinely without your mind having to. So if I give her to you as a sheep to watch over, you say, wow, Christmas is coming. I want some mutton curry. Yeah, Christmas comes in March.
That's true. If your mind doesn't work well, you see this little girl and just talk to her like a fool. Right in the church. She's only 14 years old.
As much as you may understand the language you speak, her brains are still small. prophet said something. The prophet said, when you see a girl, if you don't want to fornicate, think about how the place is in a hot sun and sweaty and dripping. He said, your mind will go, your mind will go off. It will turn you off. And it is true. It's true. Was it JP? Was it you and somebody else? Was you and what? You and Francis and Earl I was talking to block six? Yeah. I shared some experience I had with them, which I'm sure I've said it to you. People can be walking around like that. Oh. Yeah. Hygiene, zero. Ronaldo, do you understand what I'm talking about? No, a guy can wear one buktok. Josiah, wear one buktok for 3 days. And you wake up in the morning, you put it back on. You don't care. I can tell you, if I get a chance to come to your house, I want to come to where you hang those things. I want to see there's a part of it, whether it looks black or not. I can tell you what it means.
Stiff.
Yeah. Jaden, are you following? Yeah. You'd be surprised at these girls who are walking around in the church who you will think differently about. Whether they even know how to take care of themselves. Yeah. Yeah. If you love the Lord, you love the brethren. You will not lust after them. You will not touch them inappropriately. You will not. Hey, this compound, if you do, a dog will come and bite you. Yeah, there's an angelic dog that will come and bite you right here on your thigh like that. If you ever walk here and do, yeah, release a dog to come and bite you. ...24-year-old... and a 14-year-old. You smiling? What I'm saying, is it true? Are you shaking? Are you shaking? Should I pray for you? No, when I pray for you, you tumble on the stairs, so please. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go home. Go and sit down. Yeah. I'm telling you. You can watch her as she's going. You'll be bamboozled. She's not 14 years old. Her mind is 14. If you bring candy and say, come for candy, come, candy. This she'll follow you, they'll follow the candy and come. If you love the Lord, you will not inappropriately treat people in the church. You will respect them, you treat them well, you handle them properly. If you love the Lord, that's it. There's an if. It's a conditional word. That if you love the Lord, there are things you don't do, and there are things you do. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and verse 21. I'm closing. If you love the Lord, if a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Is there a lion in the church today? Slade, is there a lion in the church close to you? Is there somebody called Slade who's a liar in the church who hates his brother? Is there someone that, and I'm sure in the dancing stars, there are some people who don't like some people. For what reason? I don't know. The person doesn't live with you. The person doesn't buy nothing for you. It's not your sister. It's not your nothing. He don't like you. What's your problem? Now, I hope there's nobody in the group that you don't like, you know. No. Yeah, you have to grow up well. And Ote tells you nice things. Yeah, don't say, man, Nayala, that girl there, don't worry, shit. Don't worry, shit. Don't talk to she. I don't talk to she. Me, why you talk to she, okay? I hope Ote doesn't tell you them things.
No, Bishop.
You're sure? Lady Slims? Yeah. No, I've been a pastor for so many years. And I know how people do that. They come to church and it's in the church that they don't talk to somebody. Yeah. They don't talk to somebody in the church. And then the person they don't talk to, they don't want the person they are flowing with to also don't talk to she. No, if you love God, you don't behave, you don't do those things. If a man say I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loves not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? It's like when you love a TV presenter, the girl on CNN who's reading news, when you see her, you guess, oh, this girl, no, that's me, girlfriend, man. I love she. You don't even know whether she has legs or not. You love she? You have never seen her before. That professing of love is not true. Because you have not seen her before. You have not seen God before. You don't know whether you even like God. You appreciate God. You really want to entertain God in your house. You have not seen him before. You know, there are some people, when they talk, but when you see them, ah. Yeah. No, there's a little girl in the area that, you know, I used to see. I'm invited to church, she doesn't come. You don't see her speak or smile. The day I saw her open her mouth, hey, I said, hey, Jesus. The dental formula changes how she looks. When she opens her mouth, you see her teeth. Really? Yeah, the teeth, how the teeth is arranged in her mouth. When you see her face, you see. It seems funny, but that's what I'm saying. God is saying that you have not seen me before. If you see me, you may easily not like me. But then there's a brother or sister who is right there in the church. You know the person. The person comes to church all the years, and then you don't like the person. So how can you not like the person and love somebody you have not seen before? Sometimes it's like long distance relationship. When a person is far, you talk to each other every day. Oh, I'm going to work. Okay, all right. I'm in the bus going to work. Okay, the bus driver just stopped to drop somebody else. Oh, we're at Starbrook Market. I'm changing over to bus 41. Oh, the driver is delaying. Every step of the CNN reporter. I just got to work. I'll talk to you later because my boss, it looks like today is not a good day for her. 5 minutes is that, oh, he just gave me a job to do, just something. I don't know why this man, whenever he sees me, he gives me something for do. It's lunchtime. I'm going to eat something. You want to eat? What are you eating? I said, cook up. Say, hey, cook up on a Monday afternoon. Say, yeah, man, I like cook up bad. All right. It's 4 o'clock. I going home. I mean, I was going home. Traffic on the Harbor Bridge. You go out, okay, I reach home. I go on and bathe, but I take the phone into the bathroom and then we're talking. Bathing and talking. You finish, you creaming your body, you talking. Man, I'm going to get something to eat, man. I'm going to call you just now. So, all right, good. You take the food 5 minutes later, as you're eating, you call. He says, hey, I told you, call me later. I said, no. Right. I said, you eat again. What are you eating? So I drink some porridge and tennis roll. Then it's like, oh, it's time to go and sleep. You go and lie on the bed. You're lying down. You're talking. Talking. When people call you, you just end it. They say, somebody called you. Say, yeah. You know why people want to disturb people when they're up on the phone? All day. All night. They say, well, are you sleeping? Your voice sounds like you're sleeping. No, I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping. How can I sleep when you're on the phone? No, I can't sleep like that. Yeah. Some people say, you know what? Okay, let's just be on the phone and let's just sleep together. Sleep. Jamela sounds like she understands what I'm talking about. Let's just sleep. You know, just sleep on the phone. Yeah. So this one is a video call. So, yeah. Are you asleep yet? Yeah. Every time. Then when you get a chance to be together, what are you really there for? Yeah. If you have not seen somebody, so you love them, it's not true. We say something in Guyana. Come see me and come live with me. It's two different things. When you come see me, you watch the words, your best behavior. 2-3 hours, man, okay, I go in, right? I can call you, I can talk to you later. You come and live with you? You do number two, you forget to flush. I go in the washroom, I say, what? How can my sweetheart do something like this? And the first night, you see she on dressing. See? You got hair at her. Yeah. You see, you can't say it, so you keep quiet. Okay. Then she take out there. The map falling. Taking it out to floss it. That's in the morning. Yeah. Washes the powder off her face. Hey! The potholes, the sand tracks have made a lot of potholes on the face. Put asphalt to cover the face. Yeah. And she takes off her brassiere. Say, hey, it was a push-up. The real thing is different. At this time, brother man, my love is going. My love is going. Is it not amazing when you see every woman, their breasts seem to be straight? It's not true. It's not true. Kavit, it's not true. No.
London Bridge.
It's London Bridge. They have this something they call brassiere, and they put it on to keep the thing in place. If they take it off in your presence, you say, Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, there's a story like that. I don't know whether it was true or not. I said there's a lady who had a baby behind her in Africa. The baby behind her, like that. The baby's crying for Bobby, crying for Bobby. He just opened it and he threw the Bobby like that. Take it and shut your mouth. Yeah. It was an expandable one. Expand. Elastic. Yeah. Then when they take off their tights, you see, hey, booty pop. The thing is not real. Yeah. Your love, it will disappear. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. You say, you know what? I'll call me just now. And that's why God is saying that. If you have not seen somebody, you have not seen their faults, have not seen how frail and how erroneous and how they err, and you say, I love you. It's not true. It's not true. And God is not impressed with people who come and say, I love you, Lord. You are my only God. And I can see your face. And then when you see her, she doesn't rest herself. God says, you are a liar. Because you can't handle the person you can see with everything. And then you come and sing. If God shows himself right now, you see how you run away. The person you say you love, you beat out. I told the story of my first pastor when I got saved. When he was praying, the Lord, show me your glory, show me your glory. Lying on the bed, fasting and praying. In the middle of the night, he sees just the part of a hand like that on his chest. He took the hand, shut up. He ran out of the house. God should show you his glory. He showed you the hand that wrote on Nebuchadnezzar's wall. He's put it on your chest. Now you take it, you shite away, you running away. You really love the Lord? So if you love the Lord, you will love the sister sitting next to you. You love the brother sitting behind you. You love the person sitting in front of you. If you love the Lord, you love the person who organizes bus to bring you to church. You love and appreciate that person so much. If you love the Lord, the person who preaches to you, the person who sings, the person who, if you love the Lord, you love the brethren. My time is up. Stand to your feet, please. God bless you. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us and helping us to understand if we love you, the things we will do. We love you, Lord. You are our only Lord. When you speak to us, you set our spirits free. Thank you for your word and thank you for the guidance, the direction. We will never be lost on this road of righteousness because of how you guide us and how you lead us. I give you praise for speaking to us today. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Give Jesus a big hand clap. You may be seated.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.